In 2 weeks, the largest phenomenon in American sports takes place at Levi's Stadium. The Carolina Panthers, the Denver Broncos, Cam, Peyton, commercials, halftime musical crap-a-thon, the Kitty Bowl, the Puppy Bowl, and that weird dude that shows up at your tailgate party. All that and more on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio.
Coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grand Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice and the grill is hot. On your walk, kids said, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. Does everybody want some?
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 70. We are blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 47 countries around the globe. That's an amazing thing, and the Tailgate Nation has actually started to become the Tailgate World. And we do appreciate whatever reason you listen to it. You know, it's very interesting. I do a lot of periscoping now. And that's an app where we do some live video, and I've got some more information on that for you as well. But I think I've shared this with you. I get a ton of folks in Europe, in Eastern Europe, and in other parts of the world that check us out on Periscope, and they are fascinated by the tailgating culture and what that means and how that works. And I get asked some very interesting questions. You know, do we kill the animals in the parking lot? No, we don't kill the animals in the parking lot. At least most places. Maybe in Buffalo. Maybe in Buffalo they kill the animals live in a sacrificial sacrament before the football gods. But no, we do not do any. That would be a fresh. You know, I don't know how you would process the meat. If you did that, maybe a chicken, maybe possibly, but I digress. We do not do that. But that's just one of the cool and unusual questions we get asked here on Tailgate Radio from our Periscope audience. And I've got some, as I mentioned, a little later in the show, we will talk a little bit more about that and how you can get involved with our Periscope channel. And you're going to want to get involved because we're going to be bringing you some really great content in the weeks and months ahead that you are going to want to know about, and that if you do participate, you're going to get some cool deals on some stuff. So how's that for a tease, a little teaser for a little later in the show? But right now I want to give away, we're not going to screw around this week. We're going to give away our big game tailgate extravaganza. You guys have been, I don't even know what we called the thing, but it was a giveaway for the big game. And we've got some really cool gifts to give away. One of the things we're going to be giving away are three pouches of King of the Grill seasoning, signed by King of the Grill himself, Jonathan Joss. If you're not familiar with that name, he was John Redcorn on King of the Hill. He voiced that for, I think, 12 years. He also has been featured on Parks and Recreation, the NBC show that I think that wrapped up last year. And he is going to be soon seen in the upcoming remake of The Magnificent Seven, along with Chris Pratt and others. He has a great venture in the world of seasoning and spices, and you're going to get some pouches of his great King of the Grill rub. But wait, there's more. You're going to also receive a party pack from the good folks at Kielbasa Provision Company. And when I say party pack, I don't mean like three or four sausages. You're going to get a box of sausages that will feed up to 25 people. Or if you keep it for yourself, you can eat it for 2 months if it takes you that long. And then the coup de grace, the big gift, is a brand new grill from the fine folks at Stoke, S-T-O-K. They are giving away a fantastic portable game day grill for you, whoever you may be. We're going to find out in just a minute. To take home, to take to the game. I've got one myself. They're phenomenal. They're easy to pack. They're easy to take care of. They cook evenly. They cook great. And Stoke is a fantastic company that you, if you're not familiar with them, you need to get familiar with them, because they're a tailgater's best friend. Not only does the Stoke grill have great portability, but it's got this unique feature on the top of the grill, not on the cover, but when you take the cover and pull the cover away. You know what they say when you're doing that while you're cooking? If you're looking, you ain't cooking. But when you take the grill back and you've got that beautiful grid there to place the food of your choice, they've got a center panel that is interchangeable. And with that, you can do traditional grilling. You can do wok. You can put a pizza stone in there and cook pizza. It does so many different things that it really is a one-man band when it comes to a tailgating grill. So if you're in, and also from that perspective, you can either use a small canister of propane that attaches directly to the grill, or you can get an extender and put one of the big tanks on there, and you're good to go for, you know, the season possibly. And if you're into the propane, and I know some of you are into the charcoal and some of you are into the propane, but if you're into the propane, my goodness, let's just cook some meat. Why don't we? The fine folks at Stoke have generously offered to give away one of their prized possessions. So without any further ado, hit the drum roll. The winner of our big game grand prize tailgate radio giveaway is Daryl S. from Texas. Daryl S. from Texas, you have just won the grand prize of the Tailgate Radio Big Game Sweepstakes Giveaway Love-a-thon, whatever you want to call it. And we're excited, and we will reach out to you. And not only do we want to send you all this stuff, but we want to make sure to have you on the show and interview you. And we have not been able to make contact with Daryl S. yet, but we will. And when we do, we'll have him on the show. So Daryl S. from Texas, looks like somewhere in the Houston area, you are the winner of this week's grand prize. So we look forward to getting that out to you. And congratulations from everybody here at Tailgate Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big game coming up in 2 weeks, what that means for tailgating, and why that's the end of tailgating season for football. We'll do that when we come back with more Tailgate Radio.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Amazing, ain't it?
Some of us have come to call it the Freak Show.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And before we go any further, I want to congratulate both the Carolina Panthers, and the Denver Broncos for successfully winning their conference championships and are heading into Super Bowl 50. Congratulations. Now, before we go, I'm going to make a prediction. I know we're 2 weeks out. Everybody is thinking that Carolina, because of what they just did to the Arizona Cardinals, is going to do the same thing to Denver. Denver had a great defense, has a great defense, has had a great defense all year long. And I get the sense from what I'm hearing across the fruited plains that everybody believes that the Carolina Panthers are going to walk away with the Super Bowl 50 Lombardi Trophy. And I've got just something to say to you. Not so fast. When it comes to big games, when it comes to championships, one guy's been there and one hasn't. And I'm not going to say that Cam Newton's not going to light up the defense of the Broncos. But I can tell you, I'm looking at one guy, and it's not Peyton Manning. It's not Cam Newton. I think the guy that is going to dictate, there may be a couple of guys, but I think the guy that's going to dictate whether this game goes the way that most people say it's going to go, which is a Carolina Panther walk-away victory. But I think the one guy that is going to dictate what happens, and this is going to be a bizarre thing to say, but I think it's going to be DeMarcus Ware on the defense of the Broncos. That guy has played lights out. Von Miller has played lights out. He may play a role. Who knows? But all I can tell you is it's 2 weeks away. I am predicting that the Broncos win Super Bowl 50. Let the bashing begin. You can hook me up on Twitter, Tailgate Radio. We don't talk a lot of sports here, you know, per se, because I'm not a stats guy. I'm not a sports junkie. I'm a fan, just like you're a fan. My interest, I mean, I'm a big sports fan, but I'm not one of these analysis guys. Never have been, never will be. We'll never do a sports talk show, period. We may talk on the periphery, but it's always about the game day experience and you, the fans. And speaking of the fans, I hope you had a great football season. You know, we've got NASCAR coming up. We've got soccer coming up if you're a soccer fan. We got baseball, which I love tailgating at minor league ballparks across the country. But your football tailgating is over. I don't care if you've got Super Bowl tickets or not. You ain't getting nowhere near that stadium to tailgate. And here's why. You know, years ago, I was able to participate in a Super Bowl festival in Arizona. It was not sanctioned by the NFL. It was at a place in Glendale, Arizona, across the way. You could see the stadium clearly. It was a simple walk. But it was not right there at the stadium, because the corporate entities own that space. The NFL owns that space. You, the fans, summarily get dumped on from a fan experience on game day. That's not to say they don't have cool tents up that they call a tailgate party and they've got this great big sponsored event by whomever and great food and celebrity chefs and entertainment. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that from a perspective of you hardworking people that spend a good chunk of your annual income to support your team. I don't care what team it is. To engage in that game day experience we call tailgating. that when it comes to the biggest game in the world, and look, from a perspective of the NFL, I get it. They got to make it. They got to make as much money as they can. And having a parking lot that isn't overtaken by some corporate entity so that they can host their clients and they can wine and dine them for business deals. I get it. I get it. But I don't like it. I don't like the fact that the face amount on the tickets for the Super Bowl are outrageous. And they get gobbled up by scalpers who then, you know, in the guise of a company that redistributes tickets, jacks up the prices. So that you the fans, we the fans, are punished for not being elite in the eyes of the NFL. Now, I've had conversations with NFL officials in the past, over the past decade. I've been involved on a peripheral level in NFL-related events. But from a game day perspective, you're going to have to hike it. And I don't know what the setup is at Levi. I've never been to that stadium. Been to the old Candlestick and some other places, but have not made it over to Levi's. Have a good friend that's been there and says it's an amazing stadium. I don't know. I just feel like that the NFL should do something from a fan perspective that celebrates and doesn't bastardize the tailgating experience for you, the fans. Now, you folks that are traveling from Charlotte all the way across America, that's an expense. I can assure you that your hotel is going to be one of the most expensive places in the Bay Area just to lay your head, have a place to sleep. You're probably going to be looking at $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 a night. I don't know. But it's a gouge. It's a gouge. And of course your tickets are outrageous. You can bet your bottom dollar that the local businesses there are going to try to get what they can. And this happens everywhere. I'm not trying to pick on the NFL or the Super Bowl, so to speak. It happens at NCAA. It happens with NASCAR events. It happens everywhere. You get what you, as much as you can. But isn't that what our culture has turned into, unfortunately? And I just think you fans deserve better than that. So your tailgating is over. So here's what I would suggest. You're going to throw a Super Bowl party. Great. If your homeowners association, or if you live in a rural area, or if you live in an area that doesn't have any regulations, I would simulate a tailgate party like you wouldn't believe. Now, I remember years ago, ironically, the last time the Carolina Panthers were in the Super Bowl was in Houston, Texas. And I was there. And I went to interview some tailgaters. This has been a while. What was that, 2006 maybe? So it's been a long time. So this is not a new phenomenon. But I went to interview some tailgaters, and I was summarily kicked off the grounds of then Reliant Stadium. There's no tailgating here. It's all a corporate event. Where are they tailgating? Well, they're tailgating at a racetrack. Okay, where's the racetrack? Is it close by? No. It's 35 minutes away. So I drove up the turnpike. I think it's called the Sam Houston Raceway, or something like that. And there were hundreds, maybe thousands of tailgaters that were there tailgating a game that was taking place 35 minutes away on a good day. With traffic, it's more of an hour. And that's where the fans were. That's where the fans that were there to enjoy the game. That's where the Patriots fans were tailgating. That's where the Carolina Panther fans were tailgating. It was great to see them there, but it was also sad that there's no place at the table for the common fan when it comes to Super Bowl. Now let's talk about some other things going on with the Super Bowl. I don't want this to bash. I know it sounds terribly negative. And I'm not trying to be terribly negative. But it just, it's almost like, think about that person that, you know, there's always this story of this, maybe this girl, and, you know, she was kind of frumpy and wore clothes that didn't flatter her very well. And, you know, she meets up with some people, and I'm thinking of an episode of the Brady Bunch in particular, one of Marcia's friends. They were both running for class president, and this homely, I'll just say it, this homely girl had no confidence. And Marcia showed her the confidence. And then she became a beautiful young lady. And then she realized she didn't need Marcia anymore. She could do her own thing. That's what I feel like the NFL does. They rely on the fans to pay their salaries, pay those ticket prices, to pay those parking prices, to buy the jerseys, to participate in the sport. And then when you get to the big game, we don't need you anymore. We got the big corporate sponsors now. So anyway, I digress. Let's prepare for the next 2 weeks of, the press. I mean, first of all, new allegations that aren't so new about Peyton Manning and how he mistreated a trainer at the University of Tennessee, how that was allegedly covered up and dealt with by the university and the family. Don't know if it's true. Just saying it's out there. You've got Cam Newton, who is going to be, if they haven't already named him, he's going to be the MVP of the league, and rightly so. He had a phenomenal year. And I see all these comparisons between Cam Newton and his exuberance for the game and how he is summarily mistreated by the press and by people who characterize him as a show-off and as arrogant and as unappreciative and is, really sticking it to their opponents, you know, with all the dabbing and the dancing and the smiling and, you know, the enjoyment of the game that he seems to have. Nobody beats up on Aaron Rodgers, who I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I'm a big Packers fan, as you longtime listeners know. Don't ever hear him about getting beat up about the discount double check, you know, sign. So there is a double standard there, and I'm not going to get into the racial issue of it, but I think that those stories, you know, paint a picture and sell more viewers. You got to have a villain. And Cam Newton's an easy villain. He's an easy villain to hate. He's a young guy. He's a different generation than a lot of us. If you're listening and you're under 30, then he's your guy. So I think that story is going to be interesting. You know, it was announced that Coldplay is going to be doing the halftime at the Super Bowl, along with Bruno Mars and Beyonce. Woo-woo! I hear a train wreck coming. I have enjoyed very few recent halftime Super Bowl entertainment. It's overkill to me. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting here rambling on this monologue about, and I think it's partly because football season's over. It's a sad time. But the Super Bowl, yeah, but for tailgaters that love to tailgate in this space. Now, if you're a NASCAR fan, and I know a lot of you are, you're like, let's get past football. It's time to race. It's time to go racing. And I get that. But for a big majority of the people that listen to this show, football season is when they are able to tailgate. And it's how they spend their money. And so if I'm a little melancholy this week, that's why. I feel like we're going into that long winter slumber. Now, I will be out there with the NASCAR fans, with the NHRA fans, with the college baseball. One of the greatest sporting experiences. If you're a bucket list kind of guy, one of the greatest experiences you can have is going to Omaha, Nebraska. Rosenblatt, the College World Series. Nothing like it. But for this year's Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium in the Bay Area, you're going to be relegated to your own garage, your own driveway, your own street, your own cul-de-sac, and I say make the most of it. You've also got Puppy Bowl, Kitty Bowl, and other halftime entertainment. It's too much. It's too much. I want to watch football. I want to cook on my grill. I want to drink some beverages. And I want to call it a day. What are you going to be doing in 2 weeks on Super Bowl Sunday? Send me a tweet at Tailgate Radio. Let me know what you're doing on Super Bowl Sunday. Tell me that I need to get my head out of my you-know-what and be excited. Tell me that there's new ideas out there on how the NFL can embrace the fans at the big game that aren't part of the corporate Illuminati. Tell me, because I want to know.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boil these spikes, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating. Barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at SpudSpikes.com. That's SpudSpikes.com.
That's right. To use a Spud Spike, you oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about do it for this week's very melancholy and conspiratorial episode of Tailgate Radio. I took some creative license this week. I had a good time putting on the show. I hope you did too. Next week, we're going to get back to business and be a little less dramatic in our presentation. We've got the fine folks from Super Bowl 50, the book. They're going to tell us why you should grab it. I've got a copy for myself. Every NFL fan should have this in their home. It is an unbelievable resource of photos, of history, and a whole lot more. We'll have them on next week. And for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, don't forget to join us at tailgateradio.com. Go over to our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio. Periscope. We do some live Periscopes. We're going to have more information on that. But all I can tell you is we're going to be doing some product reviews live with the Periscope app. And if you are watching when we're doing those demonstrations, you could be in line to win one of those prizes that we demonstrate. So we've got that coming up. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and the Game Day Media Network, as we always say here, keep the drinks cold, the grills hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios.
See you on the next one.